The last journey of the year, focus. The preparation journey, preparing. You and I should always take to heart the Word of God about preparation time. I need preparation time for my heart. I need preparation time for a message. I need preparation time in everything that I do. The older I get, the longer time I need in the preparation part. Can you imagine how long it takes me just to get my hair straight? Think of that. God tells us to prepare. I want you ready, he said. Oh, and by the way, I will send my son, my only begotten son, and he is going to come in you. He is going to speak to you. He's never going to leave you, never going to forsake you. He's going to be your training partner. But you need to listen to the trainer. And I want you to prepare. We got a new year coming up, folks, if we make it. We got a new year. And we need to get prepared for anything that can happen. We've been so surprised. Every year we get surprised with this, with that, with the other. And then, of course, all of that was caused because COVID. People need to understand who is in control. You need to understand who the boss is. And no, gentlemen, it's not your wife. No, wife. It's not your husband. It is the creator of all that exists. He is in charge. I want you to prepare for life is. And I want you to remember those ellipses, those three dots, dot, dot, dot. And I want you to fill it in the whole year. Life is a blessing to me. Life is amazing. Life is devastating so often. Fill in the dots. But when you do that, just remember there is always an answer to any problem that you have. And that answer has always been a person. Always shall be. That person is Jesus. He's the person in you. He's the person for you. Jesus is always on your team. Jesus always wants the best for you. Jesus does not want us hurting. Jesus wants us to have a life. Well, he said himself, he wants us to have a life and have it more abundant. He wants us to enjoy the life that he has given us. So you have to prepare in order to see that life. Apostle Paul really got into trouble anytime he started preaching. Well, actually, Apostle Paul got in trouble about every time he opened his mouth. Because you see, he had in his heart a mission. Life for him was proclaiming the gospel to the Gentiles. You and me. What's a Gentile? Who is a Gentile? If you're not Jewish, you're a Gentile. It is to the world. The gospel was to be taken. The Apostle Peter, he knew that, and Peter called on everyone to make sure that they would prepare by living for the future. Now, you think about that for a second. My preparation time must include my future. I must prepare for the future. Well, my total and complete future is not on this earth. It is in Christ, in heaven, where my home truly is. So he said, I want you to prepare for that. It's an awesome place, folks. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, nor had it entered the heart of man, how great it is. And I can imagine a lot of greatness. But it won't even compare with how great that it truly is. Listen to 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, he says, prepare your minds for action. Prepare your minds for actions. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you. My hope is in grace. We use that term a lot around here. Grace. It is the grace by which we live. The hope that Christ has given us. That totality of peace and joy and purpose. When Jesus Christ is revealed. That deals with the second coming of Jesus. When he comes the second time, do you have hope that he's coming? Will he see the hope in your spirit? Will you be acting like you have hope at his appearing? Well, you see, that appearing, my friend, is to appear to all creation, all that exists. Will know and be present at the second coming of Jesus Christ. Here's where you have a rung up on that ladder. You already know him, Christian. You're already expecting him, Christian. Our problem is acting like it. Prepare for the future in action. Notice that Peter said, I want you to prepare in three ways. This is the preparation, getting ready for life is, dot, dot, dot. Life is. What are you going to do with your life? Are you going to entrust it in your worldly gains? I wouldn't do that if I were you. Worldly gains have a way of disappearing. Are you going to trust it to your mind, your great brain? I wouldn't do that either if I was you. Sometimes that mind doesn't work exactly right. Got it? How many of you realize that? That mind sometimes, did you ever notice that it can play tricks on you? Yeah, oh, men. All you do is stand in front of a mirror. And when you look at yourself and you say, what a handsome dog is there, I want you to know you got some trouble in your mind. Because you're seeing something completely different from the reflection that you're viewing. No, you don't look so hot. But Jesus looks at you and he sees your heart. And Jesus said, oh, you're awesome. Do you understand that our Savior loves us so much when he looks at us, he sees you and me as already perfect. He sees you and me as already there with him. Because nothing can keep us from being there. Not what we look like. Not even your foolish actions. I gave my heart and soul to Jesus Christ. I don't have the authority to pull that away from him. It was a gift. When he got a hold of me, he holds on tight. He said, nothing can pull you out of my hands. There's nothing that powerful. Larry, not even you. Because you gave your heart to me. I love you enough to keep you. When you give birth to that child, do you not love them with such dear, strict love that all hell itself will never separate you from that love? That's a gift from God. He says, I want you to prepare your mind. Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Set your mind on something that's important. Oh, those beautiful pickup trucks are not important, gentlemen. Now, I'll admit, they're nice, but they're not important. All it'll do is get you there. Sometimes you get so testy you don't want to drive it because you don't want to get it dirty. You see, that's what things in this world do. But Jesus says, I'm shining up your spirit. Larry, I'm polishing you daily. I want you to look through your mind at what you cannot see. I want you to look through your heart of the depth of how much I love you. I want you to feel me, to know that I am God and that I love you. All the things of earth will disappear. You and I? Well, we are getting a new heaven and a new earth because of the Christ who lives in us. Oh, the earth is dying. The earth began to die from creation. The Bible tells us that. Sure it is. But I'll promise you this, upon the authority of God's word, it's not going anywhere till after Jesus Christ has ruled on this earth for 1,000 years. Then, the scripture says, at the end of that 1,000-year time, then it's when the earth and the heavens appear. But all the new earth and the new heavens will be brought into effect. Why? Because of you and me. God says, I love you. Yes, we're spiritual beings. And spiritually, we're in heaven. And what God has planned for us, I don't know. But you know what I'm excited about? God has a plan for me, and he has a plan for you. And it's a good plan. It's not a plan that's going to harm you. So you and I need to prepare our mind for that. Because it's out of this world. And you need to look out of this world for your salvation. And as you look and you prepare your mind, remember that is that invisible hand of God on you. The world can't see it, but you know it's real. You feel him. You feel his touch. You feel his power. How many times has he saved your life physically? Look back at how easy it would have been for you to have died in a situation, to have been maimed in a situation. But it was the love of God. Prepare your mind for it. Because it's an awesome feeling to know that it was Christ who reaches down and pulls you out of harm's way. Or it is Christ that is there with you when harm did hit you. And you find yourself fed in the ditch of life. And you wonder, is there any hope from this ditch? Am I going to remain here for the rest of my life? Is there any hope? Peter said, prepare your mind, people. Jesus says, prepare your mind, people. All the apostles said, prepare your mind. Because you're getting a Christmas present that your human mind cannot imagine. The ultimate gift. Jesus prepared for you and I to be saved with him going to the cross. He came to suffer. He came for a purpose, to die for you and for me. And he says, now I want you to prepare. Prepare for life is for this new year. And I want you to look at a new meaning as life is in your life. You will know what you're looking for. You will know. And even if you're sort of jumbled in your mind about, I don't even know what to ask for, folks, all you need to do is to come in the presence of God humbly saying, Lord, I don't know what I need. I trust you. You got it. Don't we understand? That's the love. That's the life that God is in your life. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. Ooh, I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. I've told you stories many times of how fearful I was in combat. I couldn't even move. Couldn't move, people. And yeah, tears were coming out. I would have really, really cried big time, but I was too afraid. Don't you understand when you get in those shape, when you feel that condition in your life, like you're afraid of next year? It is your heart. Prepare your heart, for it is your heart that will cry out when you're so afraid that you can't speak. When you're so afraid that your body won't move, you're frozen in time, and there you are in life. You see no hope, you see no chance, and a trumpet sounds, and Jesus is already there. You see, he's already in me. I don't have to worry about, will I have enough thinking power? Will I have enough wisdom to call on Jesus? I invited him in my heart, folks. He didn't leave. He's always there. I don't have to call him down. He's already in. And he says, I want you to prepare your mind to understand God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Whoo, what a mind. Sound. What you talking about? Solid in Christ. My mind is solid in Christ. Outside of that, I might be getting in a mess. But in Jesus, I'm just fine, thank you. That's preparation that Jesus made for my life. That's the preparation he made to enter your life. That's the promise that he has given because he prepared. Jesus prepared everything. And do you know, he says, I did it all for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It don't get any better than that, folks. Amen. I believe Jesus. What did I help you? But don't you do 1, 2, 3? I can't. Life has taken its toll on me. I can't move fast enough to do 1, 2, 3. I can't think that fast. But I know the one who already has. He thought out my life. But do you know that he said that your life was laid out before you were ever conceived? The path for you, you individually, was laid out before time began. Jesus put me on my path. He put you on the path he made for you. He knows your path well. Yes, he laid it out. Don't you be afraid in 2022. I know you're going to have a lot of sharp curves coming up. But I want you to understand, as you have prepared your mind, you need to understand it is Jesus that knows what's around the curve. You might not be able to see, but he knows. He laid it out. I'm going to slide you right on around that curve. But I'm going to put your brakes on for you. Sometimes Jesus does that in order to slow us down for victory. He puts on an automatic braking system. And if it were not for him, you would have crashed around that curve. But because of him, he said, prepare your mind for that, folks. I'm always with you. I'm always watching. I'm always concerned. I always care. I always love you. So what are we worried about? I don't know what COVID's going to do. I don't know what the next new one's going to do. But I do know this. It's not going to do anything to your pastor or to you unless Jesus says it's okay. And then the only reason he will allow that is for glory, for you to be able to glorify him. Oh, he has blessed me so much. You all know that. I mean, fight all of these cancers. And people say, you know, well, you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it. I stay away from those people. Because you see, I've already made it. My life is in the future. I am here in the present. So therefore, in the present, I must live this future life that God has given me right here, one day at a time. I must follow that journey. I must go down that path. And I must offer love all the way around the most dangerous of curves. I must. For it is a gift from God. And then what does he tell us? Peter said, I want you to prepare your conduct. Oh, Lord, don't you think we could skip over that part? No. You got to prepare your conduct. Conduct yourself as God leads you, not as someone else tells you you need to. You let the Lord give you direction when you're preparing your conduct in life. What seems wrong to someone else may not be wrong for you at all, folks. I grew up out of Greene County area. And the church that I went to down in that area, when I was a little boy, Brother Randy, I would walk in and two rows just like this. All the men sat on the right. All the women sat on the left. Even as a kid, I thought, this ain't right. And the kids, well, they were to be seen and not heard. Really? What if a child has a praise for God? Were they not allowed to praise? They better not open your mouth. Well, as I grew a little older, I noticed the mingling began. My mother stirring up trouble, she's the first one in that church to come walking in a men's pantsuit, they said. Helena, you're dressed like a man. I do remember that from Mom, and she said, Uncle George, the kid's daddy died. I have to be a man and a woman both. Uncle George kept his mouth shut from then on, and I thought it pretty wise for him to do that myself. Because you see, God says, your conduct is follow my direction. 1 Peter 5:8, be self-controlled and alert. I mean, control yourself. Oh, I got this new vehicle, and I'm just down. You know, I wonder how fast it's going to go. You got to control yourself. Nope, I can't do it. Because my daddy will break both my legs. Because he loves me. But you see, God said, I'll give you the answer for the control of your life. Someone else will tell you that you shouldn't eat hamburger. You shouldn't eat any kind of meat. Does that seem to affect anybody in this church? You go right ahead and eat what you want to eat. And you got your pastor right there that's eating right along with you. Don't we understand that you are an individual in the eyes of God? He will prepare you. He just says, I want you to watch your conduct. If what you're getting ready to do is going to be offensive to a fellow Christian, don't do it in front of them. If eating that is going to offend them, don't eat it in front of them. And if you're going to invite them over for a meal, don't prepare it out of love that you have and respect for their way. You can go out later and eat it. Don't you get it? God says you're human. Be self-controlled and alert, because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. I want everyone to know Jesus. Paul said, I had to become all things to all people that I might be able to win some. I had to act out life that I might lead them to Christ. And he was given that freedom to do so. It's in the calling of each individual. You be true to your calling. And then we're told to prepare our spirit. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy. Oh, I like mercy and grace, Randy. Love the, both of those. In his great mercy, he has given, I didn't earn it, you didn't earn it, he has given us new birth into a living hope. Have hope alive in Christ, in Jesus. I have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I serve a risen Savior, Christian, our Father, has given us his only begotten Son. The world didn't like him. They didn't appreciate his kind of love. Why, many today would say, you know, Jesus isn't very Christ-like, not very Christian to go in and run people out of the tabernacle. What he said to the religious leaders was so disrespectful. You know why it was disrespectful? Because he disrespected them. Because they were disrespecting the true word of his Father, who had given them the truth. But they wanted to turn it around so that they'd have power over the people. Oh, it breaks my heart. Jesus fought against such power in the hands of man. That's called socialism. That's called communism. Dictators, this is what you will do when you've been set free by Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In that freedom, you should cover yourself. In that freedom, you will find what your life is in 2022. Freedom has been given you by Jesus. Accept it, and you get prepared. Because 2022, I don't know what's going to go on, but I do know who's in control. I do know who's in charge. I do know that the Christ in me is the same Christ in you. There's one Savior. There's one Lord. There's one baptism. There is one body. And Jesus is the head of that body, the church. He says, it's my church. It's my body. I gave my life for you so that you won't have to lose your life. I'd say I had a pretty good Christmas present, wasn't it? The most important for you through eternity. Oh, one of these days, I can't wait till I will. I can't wait to see what all of us look like in heaven. We're going to look so good. We're going to have all that sweet personality. Grouches will have a sweet grouchiness about them. You see, that's the gift from God. Be you. In the new year, you be who God called you to be. Don't let somebody else tell you, you need to be this, you need to be that. You be you. That's a gift that God has given you. And that's God's Word. And it don't get any better than God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we praise your name, giving you thanks for life, for love, for hope. Oh, Father, for a future. For the new year, Father, I know that there's a lot of tragedy that will take place. A lot of hurt, a lot of pain. But, Father, all of it will be overcome by your glory. Touch the light, life of each one that's present, those that are listening, Father. Protect them on their travels. Protect them on their each individual journey of path of life. Give us the strength, the courage, the holy boldness to stand true and strong in your love. For we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. At all times, you have a great opportunity to say yes to Jesus. It's good that you come to church, and we should unite together in that fellowship. But folks, you can accept Jesus right where you are, right where you're sitting in your living room, right where you're watching from. You accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. When you say yes to Jesus, you're saved. Follow through with that salvation. Call me. Talk to someone in your local church. Become a part of the fellowship. Call the body of Christ, his church. And through that fellowship, you will represent Christ. Your pastor loves you. Let's stand together.